Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a man who has just put out a book, and so many people have probably said to him over the years, when are you going to put out your book? George, you got to get this book out. George Chakiris is our very special guest. He's an Academy Award winner, a Golden Globe winner, and he is part of so many films, but really the one that everyone has found to be so beloved over the years is West Side Story. His memoir is My West Side Story, a memoir, and I'll tell you what, it's one thing to be involved with one of the most beloved movies of all time, but to be one of the reasons why people love the movie has to be a whole other situation. George, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to talking to you. Thank you.
Well, listen, congratulations on the book. You're getting rave reviews already, and it must be nice getting this initial reaction.
Well, I'll tell you quite frankly, I don't know of any reactions myself yet. I don't know how I've missed it, but thank you for letting me know. It's really nice to hear that, of course.
Well, it had to be either a labor of love or a therapeutic process or something. I mean, people usually say that when they write their memoir. I've written 8 books, but never a memoir. I have to imagine that it's one or the other. It was a enlightening experience, or it was therapeutic, cathartic, or both.
Well, I think actually, now that you bring that to my attention, I think ultimately it is kind of both. It's both, really, because it's both.
Is there anything that you noticed while writing the book that you don't think you ever would have remembered unless you wrote the book?
Wow, what a great question. Well, the thing in writing the book was working with the writers that I worked with, Lindsay Harrison, was jogging my memory to try to remember things that I since have, you know, long forgotten. I went back to my appointment books and diaries and things like that to jog my memory. So it was a great experience in that way to remember things that weren't foremost in my mind right now, but it was a great reminder. That's what I loved about doing the book, because I of course I did remember a lot, but it reminded me of things that I wasn't remembering as well as I should have, and remembering those things made me really appreciate so much more than I had paid attention to. So it was therapeutic in that sense, but basically, it was just a kind of factual going over of people that I've worked with, things that I've worked on, experiences that I've had, and so on. It's a general kind of oversight, I'll say.
Did you have a general rule in not getting either too personal or the other way around? Everything goes. Well, were you concerned that people were going to be offended by what you wrote about them? Was that a big issue on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, just in life, that's kind of an issue with me anyway. I totally respect everybody's privacy, not just mine. I respect other people's privacy as well. So I of course I do speak about some of my experiences with people that I worked with and maybe went a little further than that perhaps I should have, So I didn't make an effort to not talk about people and so on. Just by nature, I tend to be, this sounds like I'm giving myself a compliment, I don't mean it that way, but I tend to be sort of protective of people's reputations and images and their lives in general. And I don't like to pry into anybody's life myself. So I kind of come from that kind of state of mind, as it were, where I think I do respect people's lives.
Yeah, well, I've always heard that about you. I'm going to remind folks that are just tuning in late or just turning on their radios a little late, you're listening to the voice of George Chakiris, Academy Award winner and Golden Globe Award winner, and also one of the great jewelry makers And a lot of people might not know that, but I know people that know him simply from his jewelry making. And I have two friends who collect jewelry, and they rave about George Chakiris's work and he designs. And I know very little about it, but maybe we can get him to talk a little bit about that as well. But once again, his book is called My West Side Story, a memoir, and I'm urging everyone to get two of these. Get one for yourself and get one for your favorite fan of the musical, because this man is so instrumental and really one of the great musicals of all time and so much more. But West Side Story is where he won his Academy Award for Bernardo. But also check out his jewelry. George, let me ask you about your jewelry. How long have you been designing it? How long have you been in the jewelry business?
Well, give or take, I started, I think, about 20 years ago. It started as a hobby, something I really loved doing. I think, like many of us, we've always enjoyed other aspects of creativity, so to speak. A lot of people paint and sculpt and do things like that. And for some reason, I can't explain it, I was gravitated toward jewelry making. And I went to a wonderful school here in Los Angeles called Bonsall, where they taught sculpting, painting, jewelry making, and so on. And I signed up for the jewelry making classes and really became really heavily engrossed in it. I just loved it. I became very familiar with the jewelry making district downtown Los Angeles. I got to know so many people in the business and how to buy materials and of course how to make things as well. And that's how I started. I started just as a hobby, and in the course of that, I did create maybe 10 or 15 pieces just myself, and then a small world kind of thing. A Japanese distributor who is my distributor in Japan now, but he liked some of my pieces and wanted to represent me in Japan, and so it became more than a hobby, thanks to him.
Well, listen, wonderful, and it's nice to know someone who does something great, but somebody who does a couple things great is extra nice. It's true, right? If someone does, like, let's say, for example, dances well or sings well, they could probably use the discipline, the practice, the mindset to develop some other skills, as long as they pick the right skill. Would you say that it applies to these two actions? You were a great dancer and you were recognized worldwide for that, and now you're developing that reputation, and you've developed that reputation as a jewelry designer. Any similarities between the two?
Well, I'll tell you, you used the word discipline, performers, dancers, and so on. Of course, discipline is a strong part of what has to be applied to anything we do. And I suppose discipline also applies to the arts, painting and so on, because to create pieces requires a kind of discipline to start with design, but then follow through. Specifically in jewelry making, you can start with an idea, an image in your mind, and then sketch it and so on. But it's the discipline that makes you see it through to actually creating a physical piece that you can hold in your hand. That's the beauty. One of the beauties to me of jewelry making is that once you've actually accomplished and you created a piece, the wonderful part of it to me is that I can actually hold it in my hand. And that to me is something very gratifying about that.
Yeah, it's different. Whereas in dance, you can't hold it in your hand, but because of the magic of film, we're able to watch 60 years later West Side Story. In fact, my daughter just watched it with me. My 17-year-old daughter just watched West Side Story with me 2 weeks ago or something like that, and she fell in love with it. And that's amazing. But I understand what you're saying. You can hold it's tangible. It's not just it's not an opinion. It's right in your hand. You could hold something in your hand, and it's absolutely wonderful. Let me just remind folks once again to buy the book My West Side Story, a memoir. And again, George Chakiris is our very special guest. And George, yeah, I cut you off there. I hope I didn't cut you off in the middle of a thought, but the idea of the jewelry and where people could follow along with your jewelry. Can you give us a site? Is it a separate site than your entertainment site or the site where somebody would go for a book? Can you give us that site now?
Well, it's my website. It's my name, one word, georgesecurse.com. And I think if anybody is interested at all, they could check it out and see my designs and so on on my website.
George, let me just go back to the movie. And again, West Side Story is one of these films that is going to live forever. And right around this time period, when we get into Oscar time, you could always see it. It's played multiple times. But at the time, and I'll tie this into something that you just mentioned about privacy. You said about being respectful of people's privacy. I've always seen you, and I've always heard about you relishing your privacy. You enjoy being a private person. Can you imagine if that cast, and especially after you winning the Academy Award and the film winning the Best Picture, nowadays, with the paparazzi being what it is, social media, everybody having a phone on their camera, can you imagine what your lives would have been like back then?
Oh my God.
Was like rock stars, beyond rock stars. I imagine it would have been unbearable to deal with all of that at that moment.
Yeah, you know, I sometimes kind of feel sorry for people who are victims of that, of social media and all of that, and nobody has their lives to themselves. But by the way, it's not just privacy. I tend to want to be kind about other people. I never appreciate it if I hear something unkind about a particular actor or actress, and my tendency as a person is to come to their defense. That's kind of the way I operate. And you're absolutely right. Every famous name that we hear today has to contend with. I don't even know how people manage to do it. But of course, you manage it, but it has to be uncomfortable at times.
Yeah, I appreciate what you're saying about the kindness. Here on our show, we do positive shows. I don't want to get into gotcha. Oh, I got him. I tricked him into saying something, or I got, I had once, and I'll never say the person's name, and we'll never air it. But we had an actress and a famous actress. I didn't know much about her, but I knew her film, and she had a meltdown while we were pre-recording an interview. And I realized midway through that she had a mental illness, and we kind of walked it through. We ended up calling her mother. She was whatever, but we never aired that. And one of the station managers was urging us, and we said, no, absolutely not. We want to celebrate people's careers. We want to celebrate people's successes. I don't like the gotcha aspect that we get into sometimes. And actors and actresses and singers and people, celebrities, they do it themselves. They fight with others and they get attention. I just don't want any part of that. And I noticed that you never have had that in your life.
Hey. Good for you. You're so right. One of the things I've noticed just in life, when people meet each other, I think there's a difference between people interested and people being curious. I think curiosity takes us up the wrong path. We don't need to go there. And you're absolutely right. I agree with you totally in what you've just said and the way you operate. I think that's absolutely to be respected.
Well, listen, thank you. I mean, it's look, the easiest thing in the world, I have four children, and the easiest thing in the world, I always tell them, is to be a critic of somebody doing something. I would much rather be the creator than the critic. And it is so, it's so prevalent nowadays with social media, and everyone has their own voice. A very difficult time for actors and actresses to go. But again, the paparazzi and everything that would have been surrounding you, that beautiful cast of people, yourself and Natalie and everyone else that was involved in that film, it would have been a deluge of people following you around at all times, and I just imagine back then it would have been unbearable, and so fortunately this film that's your trademark film happened in 1961 and not 1999 or 2001, right, when everybody would have been, well, now, forget it, it would be much different. You're kind of blessed by timing in that sense. Let me ask you, as far as now, what do you enjoy? What do you are there films you enjoy? Do you, when Broadway is operating, do you get out to New York and see plays and shows? Do you watch shows out in L.A.?
I go to the theater when I can. I haven't been to New York for a while. But when the main thing in all of these things to me today, the way I spend my time, I'll say, is with family, with friends, people I know in the business as well that I've known for quite some time, and people that I have something in common with in that respect. But I'm not the moviegoer that I was when I was a kid, but I try to catch up, keep abreast of what's going on now, because it's nice to keep abreast, and there's so much wonderful stuff that is happening now. But basically, I've always been a quote unquote quiet person, but so the main thing to me, and I think it's true in the business and how people respond to entertainment as well, is friends, is people. The most important thing I think to all of us ultimately is friendship, it's people, it's caring about people and people caring about us. And if we have that, we're sort of kind of, it sounds corny to say, but kind of wealthy to begin with, you know?
Yeah, I don't think it's corny at all. I think you hit it right on the head. And just reminding folks to buy the book, My West Side Story, a memoir. George Chakiris is our very special guest, and he's the author of this wonderful book. It's getting rave reviews, and everyone absolutely has to get this. We have George for a couple moments longer. And again, George, let me get into the book or the idea of the process of it. Anyone that is out there thinking about a memoir, now that you've gone through this as a process, is there anything you would share with them to do to prepare themselves, either mentally, practically, or emotionally for the process?
Well, what I would say, and what I think is in the process to be honest, to be fair. And if you're at all critical in the process of anything that you do, that I say is to qualify and give a reason for your criticism, as it were, so that people understand both sides, not what I or someone else is saying about someone, but to be respectful of what that person might have. Oh, I'm putting this so bad. The person you might have been critical of, what their situation is, well, so that people can understand the situation. One of the things that I've noticed, for example, just in West Side Story, now and again, when friends get together and we talk about, this is one of the things we talk about because we've loved it for so long, is now and again someone will be critical of something or someone in the film. And the thing that I try to do is to bring to that person's attention the circumstance that person was working under, and therefore don't be critical of them. Just understand what was happening to them at that moment in time. I think that's in writing about anybody, if we can balance it and have our own opinion, but balance it and trying to understand what the person we're talking about was actually feeling and going through as well.
Is there enough material that you've left out that makes you think, hey, maybe I have a second book in me?
Wow. Well, yes, because, you know, I had a deadline on the book, so there was a point at which we had to finish. But since that, my mind just kept going over all this stuff. I've thought of so many things and people and so on that are not in the book. Yeah. And I don't know if anyone would be interested in a kind of follow-up book by me, but yes, there's a lot that I thought of after our deadline that I thought, why didn't I put that in the book? But I just didn't think of it at the time. It's hard to remember everything, and follow a deadline as well.
Yeah, George, I want to thank you very much, but I want to congratulate you on the book. Just wonderful. And everyone, order this book. Buy two, please. My West Side Story, a memoir. George Chakiris has been our very special guest. George, before we go, can you give us your website one more time and best place for jewelry and the best place for the book?
The book is available at Amazon, possibly bookstores, but I don't know about specific bookstores. But basically, it's available at Amazon. And for my jewelry, if anyone should be so interested at all, it's my website, georgechakiris.com. Those two aspects of me can be are available in that way.
Once again, congratulations, and thank you very much for being here.
God, thank you, and I love your point of view as much as more than my own.
Well, no, right back at you, and you know, you've just class act. Everyone I've ever known that knows you has always said the same thing about you. Honored to have you, George, and thank you once again. And to everyone out there, I want to thank them for tuning in. Frank McKay here. Much more importantly, George Chakiris has been our very special guest. He's an Academy Award winner and Golden Globe winner and so many film credits, TV credits. But his book is a must-get for everyone. My West Side Story, of course, West Side Story being the film he won his Academy Award for, and My West Side Story, a memoir, and the great role that just will live forever in Bernardo, and long after we're all gone, 100 years from now, people will be watching this like it's a time machine of the great musicals. And big reason why was George Chakiris and the wonderful work he did as a dancer and a performer and as an actor. When you walk away with an Academy Award in one of the most beloved movies of all time, you've really done something. Get his book, My West Side Story, a memoir. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.